Epilogue.
So Gina finally found the new will, Nan said, as she bit into a white frosted chocolate brownie.
Yep, Ruth nodded. She mentioned that Nunzio had given her an engraved silver box the night before he was killed, but the box was locked and she couldn't get it open.
And the key from the locket fit? Lexi wiped the crumbs from the table and brought a fresh pot of coffee over.
Yep, I brought the key over and we popped it in and the will was inside.
Ruth smiled at the memory.
It gave her a share of Nunzio's millions that was equal to her brother's. She was very happy.
No doubt. Lexi pulled out a chair and sat at the table. Glancing out the front window, she marveled at how refreshing the waterfall looked and how bright the day was, especially in contrast with being locked up in the applesauce factory.
What about the grandson that was pretending to be Nunzio's brother? He couldn't have been very happy to see the new will surface, Ida said.
Oh, he wasn't, Ruth answered. Started yelling about how it wasn't fair. Gina was very upset. I didn't have the heart to tell her what he'd been up to.
And I suppose he won't be prosecuted for anything. I guess he really didn't commit much of a crime. So we'll really never know if he was the second person that searched Nunzio's condo, Ida added.
It's too bad the granddaughter turned on Nunzio like that, Helen said.
Yes, thankfully, Jack got the evidence to put her behind bars for a long time, right, Lexi?
Lexi blushed at Nan's words. She felt bad that she had thought Jack was fooling around when the whole time he was digging up evidence on Simone. He'd known she was a crook all along.
Yeah, she thought she was playing cute and using him for information, when it was really the other way around.
Lexi laughed, the glitter from her engagement ring catching her eye and making her heart swell.
But she really wasn't the mastermind, just another hired henchman, Ida said over the rim of her coffee cup.
Ruth nodded.
The other retired mob bosses hired her to silence Nunzio and get the list. Then she hired Louis and Sal.
Nan snorted.
Louis and Sal weren't all that bad. I'll never forget the looks on their faces when they went down in the puddle of applesauce.
Everyone at the table laughed.
Yeah. I felt kind of bad they took them to jail. They were nice enough to put my groceries away after they knocked me out, Ruth said. Then again, they were the ones that actually killed Nunzio, so maybe we don't want them loose on the streets.
Did anyone ever find the list?
Helen asked.
It hasn't surfaced yet, Jack said as he joined them at the table. But we're still looking for it. A list like that could be very valuable to us.
And to the retired mobsters, which explains how Nunzio got those big deposits of money the past few years,
Helen said. Jack's eyebrows mashed together.
How did you find out about that?
Helen just winked at him and took a sip of her coffee.
Yep, Nunzio just went down the list, blackmailing each mob boss one after the other. It was a great plan, really. I mean, it's not like the other mob bosses were going to tell the police on him, Nan said.
Yeah, a good plan. Except it got him killed,
Ruth rolled her eyes.
Now, I'm sure I don't need to tell you ladies that you played a very dangerous game with this one.
Jack looked pointedly at Nan's.
Well, we did get our man, and managed to escape relatively unscathed, Ruth said.
Yeah, but next time you might not be so lucky.
Jack aimed his gaze at Lexi, and her stomach flip-flopped.
I know you like to investigate, and we appreciate the help, but I'm a little upset you put yourselves in danger by going to the applesauce factory. That wasn't very smart.
Lexi felt her cheeks grow warm and looked down at the table.
I hope you won't do anything that dangerous in the future.
Jack picked up Lexi's hand, looking at her shiny engagement ring.
I need my bride-to-be in one piece for the wedding.
Nan smiled.
Oh, don't worry, dear. We've had enough investigating for quite some time, haven't we, girls?
Ruth, Ida, and Helen all nodded.
In fact, we're planning a nice vacation in the mountains. Rustic cabins, a big lake, fine dining, and all the activities we could want.
That sounds nice, Jack said. Maybe you can scout out honeymoon places for us.
Jack looked at Lexi and raised his eyebrows, causing giggles from everyone at the table, including Lexi.
We may at that.
Nan smiled at Jack.
I'm planning for it to be a peaceful vacation, far away from things like blackmail and murder. After all, what could possibly happen at a rustic retreat? In the woods.
The end.